wonderful to have a supportive church that sees and realizes that the children and the youth are not just a part of the church of tomorrow, but that they are without a doubt part of the church today. I'm thankful and grateful for that. Friends, turn with us today to the Gospel of John, John chapter number 10. The Gospel of St. John, chapter number 10. Our thought today is this: can it get any better? When the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, the Holy Spirit began to remind us of many things that we say from time to time. We will look at one another in conversation and we will say, things just can't get any better. And then you may run across someone that may make this statement: I wish things could get just a little better. They may say, well, if I had a new car, or if I had just a little bit more money, or if my position was just a little bit different, things would just be so much better. Dear friends, the Lord wants us to focus upon what makes things better. In the Gospel of John, in John chapter 10, in verse number 10, the Word of God says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Oh, dear friends, when the Lord laid this passage of Scripture upon our heart, He began to remind us of what that it takes for things to be better in our lives. I can tell you today, dear friends, you may desire a grand and great automobile. I can tell you the very best wheels will break down in a road. You may say, Brother Lynn, I desire to obtain great wealth and fortune. I tell you, dear friends, working in the automotive business for 40 years, I can tell you we've met a lot of rich and well-to-do people, but they have problems just like everybody else. You might say, Brother Lynn, if I just had this, things would be so much better. I can tell you today, dear friends, if we desire to have things better in our lives, we must look to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, and He alone can make things better for each and every one of us. When you look here at the Word and you begin to focus upon this text in which it is that the Lord would have us to look at today, you will find there in John chapter 10, we find the discourse of the Good Shepherd. I begin to focus upon that. Well, you see, dear friends, the Lord has a desire to bring to you what you need in your life. The world can't give it. The government can't give it. Your friends can't give it. And those who care very deeply for you can give everything that you need. But I can tell you today, the Lord Jesus Christ, not only friends, can He meet the need, but I can tell you, on the authority of His Word, He can meet and exceed every need that we have in this life. If we will look to Him with faith and a desire in our heart to be filled with His love and embrace His presence, I tell you, friends, walking with Jesus, you just can't get any better. When you look at the Word of God, you will find here in the Gospel of John, chapter number 10, in the discourse of the Good Shepherd, Jesus began this illustration to show them the love of God the Father. The shepherd in Jesus' day would work and toil in the wilderness. And at the end of the day, many of them would take their flocks to the towns and the villages and put them in the sheepfold. And these shepherds would go back to their homes and get some rest that night. Well, the next morning, these shepherds would return to the sheepfold, and the porter would open the door. And you know what those shepherds would do? They would call out. And when they would call out, their sheep would hear them and come and make their way to the good shepherd. Well, you see, dear friends, what Jesus was illustrating to those that was in his midst that day, that things can't get any better unless you're following the shepherd. Oh, dear friends, the world may offer you the things in life that can bring a temporal joy. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends. To find true peace and joy in your heart, it must come from Jesus Christ, our precious Lord. For the Bible tells us in verse number 10 of John 10, Jesus speaking, that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Who is the thief? Dear friends, that's Satan. He has a desire to tear you down and to rob you of the things that brings joy to your heart. I can tell you today from personal experience, the devil attacks me and he attacks you. But I can tell you on the authority of God in our precious word, to have true joy in your heart and to look to the one who can help you and lift you up when things seem to be falling apart around you. I can tell you, come hell or high water, things can't get any better in your life unless you embrace Jesus Christ our Lord. I began to focus upon that. For you see, dear friends, Jesus pointed out what the old adversary desires to do. What does this thief do? He comes to steal. What is Satan desiring to do in your life? To steal and to rob from you the joy that comes from serving God. He always is trying to convince you that he can make things better. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. That is why there are so many that have fallen by the wayside, because they've been seduced and have succumbed to the wiles of the devil. I tell you today, things can't get any better in your life until you embrace the things of God. God can instill in your heart and in your life what you need. That's why that Jesus pointed out that the thief cometh to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You see, dear friends, when those shepherds would take their sheep and turn them in to the sheepfold, and the porter would watch them, you see, dear friends, they were putting them in a place of security. Desires to do in your life and in my life is to secure us, to comfort us, and to help us each and every day of our lives. God has a desire to cradle you and to comfort you, while the adversary has a desire to steal, rob, and destroy you. How can things be better in your life and in my life? I tell you how. It's through by Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus told those that he was in the party of that day, and speaking of his love, he reminded them of the protection and the care of God. Well, you remember, friends, the book of Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 41, in verse number 10, The Lord's word tells us, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Dear friends, things can't get any better unless the hand of God is upon you. You see, dear friends, when Jesus was pointing this out in John 10, Jesus wanted them to know that he was and forever will be the great shepherd, the loving shepherd, the kind and compassionate shepherd that has a desire to protect and to comfort his sheep. The world may be in disarray and the adversary may be tearing at you, but you can rest assured of the word of God that the Lord has a desire to bring to you joy, peace, and happiness. That's why that Jesus would say, I come. That word I has to do with a shortened version of I am. Jesus said, I come that they might have life and have it what? Praise God more abundantly. That word abundantly has to do with the fulfillment and the fullness of joy. Are you joyous today? Are you happy today? Are you at peace today? I tell you how you can find, praise God, what you need. You can find it with the Lord. What did the shepherd do when he would come to the sheepfold? Jesus would expound upon that in John 10. He would say that he would call out. And what would he do? When he called out, his sheep recognized his voice. I tell you today, dear friends, there's not a one of us that's sitting here at Pine Hill Baptist Church that the Lord is not spoken to or speaking to. All of us. Why? Because the Lord Jesus Christ has a desire to bless us and to help us and to make us, praise God, what he would have us to be. But the world has poisoned our hearts and our minds with the things of the lust of the flesh, and we feel as though that the only way that things will get better in our lives today is to obtain the things of the world. Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus tells us there in the Gospel of Luke, there in Luke chapter 9, in verse 58, Jesus saith unto him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man have not where to lay his head. What Jesus was saying, to have what you need, don't come in the things of the world, but having what you need, praise the name of God, it comes through the Lord. The Lord. Not only can satisfy, not only can the Lord bring to you what you need, but the Lord can satisfy you as none other can. Can things get any better? You might be here today and say, well, Brother Lim, I don't think get any worse. I want you to understand something today. If you want balance in your life and you truly want to thrive, look to the Lord. If the sheep in the sheepfold never heeded to the voice of the shepherd, tragedy, hardship, desperate, dire times would arise. But when they would heed to the word of the shepherd, when they would hear his voice and be obedient to his word, and they would follow him to the door of the sheepfold, what he did, he took them to the places of joy and peace and rest. And the same holds true with you and I today. If we will succumb to the will of God, you can rest assured he will bless us, he will help us, he will provide, praise God, what we need. Bible teaches us that we have not why, because we ask not. Bible teaches us that if we knock, it'll be open unto us. Oh, I tell you, dear friends, when I thought about that, the Lord just blessed our heart, because it reminded me how that things can be wonderful in my life, in your life, through and by this ultimate source. And this source, praise God, is salvation. How can things get any better? It can't get no better if you've been born again. Paul, the great apostle to the Gentile world, tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse number 9, he says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, if you love him and you can know in your heart that he loves you, things just can't get any better. When everything in your life seems to be unraveling and falling apart around you, you can always look to the one who can lift you up, who can dust you off, who can put joy in your heart and a new song in your mouth. And when the storms will rage, as he tells us in Mark 4 and 39, he is and forever will be the one who can raise up and say, "Peace, be still." I tell you today, through and by the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves me and comforts me, I know, friend, if he can calm the sea, I'm no problem to be calmed by him. Things just can't get any better. Things can't get any better than knowing the one who loves us. We love him because he first loved us. Oh, dear friends, you want things better in your life? You want better in the lives that's around you? You may look here, you may look there, you may look everywhere, but to truly find what you need is in Jesus Christ, in him alone. Because listen, we put the Lord first, everything else will fall in place. Everything else will. You know, sometimes the old devil, who seeks to destroy and to kill and to rob and to create problems in your life, he will convince you that if you just have this or obtain this, things would be so much better. Oh, dear friends, I want you to understand something today. If we will look to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, if we will just put our faith and our trust in him day in and day out, I know without a doubt that you will agree with us that things can't get any better. Well, you see, dear friends, it's like this. I'd rather walk with him as to walk without him. And we've said this many, many times. To know him is to love him, and to love him is to know him. And I'll tell you something. I would be afraid to get in that old car of mine and head to Clinton without him. I can tell you this, I sure wouldn't feel comfortable laying my head down on a pillow tonight and striving to go to sleep without him. Now the world may say, "Oh, if you just had this, you'd be happy. Oh, if you could just obtain this, you'd have joy. Oh, if you could just accomplish this, things would be so much better. Oh, dear friends, let us not believe the temporal lies of the devil, but let us put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And He'll make things better in accordance to His will from His riches and glory. Miss Rachel could take the pain from that little girl of hers, she would have done it a long time ago. If you could satisfy the needs of your family, your fleshly desires, you would no doubt would have done it a long time ago. But oh, dear friends, when we desire to have things better in our life, and we look around, and we don't know where to turn, praise His name. Let us turn to the Lord. He can make things better. He can make things better when we can't. Lord, if I could go to your homes and I could wipe away your problems, you know what I'd do? I'd start right here first. And I'd make my way. I would. But I can't. I can't make things better. Praise God, I know the one who can. I know the one who instills joy. I know the one who instills peace. You say, Brother Lynn, you got problems? Yes. You got worries? Yes. You got heartache? Yes. But praise God, I have Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. I've got Him. And that's what Jesus desired for them to understand in John 6 and 7 and 8, 9 and 10. As Jesus was making His way to the Calvary's cross, Jesus wanted them to know. He wanted them to understand that He was and forever will be. As He said in John 14, 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Things can't get any better except by me. That's why, you dear friends, that's why that we're to start out in prayer. That's the reason we're to be like Paul said, we're to pray without ceasing. That's why that you and I are to be in the counsel of the Holy Spirit day in and day out. You say, Brother Lynn, what does that accomplish? That accomplishes everything. He says, I want things better. Can things get any better? Yes. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, they can. People says, well, this old world's going to hell in a handbasket. I'll have to say amen to that. But things don't have to dissolve and unravel in your life. You may not can control the things of the world, but you can control the world of sin. Did things get any better? Sure they can. How are they going to get better? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Where does it begin? It begins by salvation. It begins with rededication. It demands in your life and in my life a commitment and a surrendering spirit to have things better among us. Jesus used that wonderful illustration of a shepherd and his sheep. Because they say, well, those sheep were defenseless and they were just dumb animals. Well, let me tell you something. They knowed who could bring provision. They knowed who could bring protection. And they knowed who could provide and meet their every need. That's why that Jesus is our good shepherd. That's why that you and I are looked at as sheep of the fold of the Master. Because you and I today are to heed to that voice. You and I are to come from His call. And you and I are to expect Him to provide and bless us as only He can. That's how things get better. That's how things change in your life and in my life and in the lives that is around us. People says, well, Brother Lynn, are we ever going to have another great revival in Sleepy Land? I don't know. But I can tell you this, dear friends. The word revival means
revive. And where can a revival start? With us. With us. And then we'll understand that things just can't get any better than they are with Jesus Christ, our precious Lord. Let's stand to our feet.